Hello to all. Welcome to my series on back flower remedies. Back flower treatment has been known to banish anxiety and depression, improve memory, de-stress the mind and body, all of which can enhance our life journey and assist us in our spiritual growth. Back flower remedies are solutions of brandy and water. The water containing extreme dilutions of flower material developed by Edward Back. He claimed that dew found on flower petals retains imagined healing properties of that plant. The question arises, how to take the remedies? Well, they can be taken in several ways. First is the glass of water. Put 2 drops of each selected remedy and sip as often as required until relief is obtained. Second way is the personal mixes. For chronic problems, make a personal mix of remedies in a dropper bottle. Add to the bottle 2 drops of each selected remedy. Top the bottle with mineral water. From the bottle, take 4 drops 4 times a day. Third way is directly on the tongue. Put 2 drops directly on the tongue. So the next question often asked is, where to buy these flower remedies? Back flower remedies are available at all homeo pharmacies. Now, taking up the series of the 7 groups of 38 remedies, I shall discuss the second group, namely uncertainty or indecisiveness. For uncertainty or indecisiveness, back flower essences given are cerato, sclerenthus, gentian, gorse, hornbeam and wild oat. To discuss each, how it really helps, cerato is taken when a person lacks faith in his decision. There is confusion galore. Cerato remedy helps a person trust his own judgment in decision making. Second is sclerenthus. This flower remedy helps when a person has a hard time choosing between 2 things. Sometimes there are 2 options or more in any given situation. Sclerenthus helps when uncertainty affects both small and not so small decisions. Should I marry this person or that person? Or should I buy a red dress or a blue dress, etc., etc. These are all sclerenthus traits. The person is afraid of making the wrong decision, of choosing the wrong thing. This fear drives them to search for the perfect solution, one they will not regret. This remedy breaks the useless cycle of back and forth. It helps a person to take a decision, even if it is not perfect, in order to move on. Next group under it is the gentian. Gentian is for those people who are easily discouraged. The back remedy gentian encourages the positive potential to put mistakes in order, cope with setbacks, pessimism and negative outlook. From small upsets to large difficulties, and when challenges build up, keep gentian at hand to approach all challenges with conviction. Next remedy under uncertainty is gorse. This helps when you feel hopelessness and despair. For example, a person may suffer from chronic illness and has been told that nothing can be done. Gorse helps get a sense of faith and hope despite current physical or mental problems. It eases anxiety and depression. Next remedy under uncertainty is hornbeam. This flower remedy is for those who feel that they do not have sufficient strength to carry the burden of life placed on them. Hornbeam is an effective treatment for individuals who are weary and exhausted with their daily routine. Hornbeam treats symptoms of fatigue. It encourages the positive potential in a person, helps to face the day to ahead. That means there are no Monday morning blues. Next remedy under uncertainty is wild oat. The Bagpfer essence wild oat is effective when used to treat individuals who suffer due to their lives lacking direction. Dr. Bach's description of wild oat is from his book, The 12 Healers. He says, those who have ambitions to do something of prominence in life, who wish to have much experience and to enjoy all that which is possible for them to take life to the full, their difficulty is to determine what occupation to follow. Although their ambitions are strong, they have no calling which appeals to them above all others. This may cause delay and dissatisfaction. Wild oat is a remedy of soul purpose. It helps you to become receptive to the wisdom of your higher self and inner guidance concerning what direction is most in alignment with your soul. I hope today's talk will help you to identify the state of uncertainty or indecisiveness and help you to decide the appropriate remedy required. Thank you.